God, I love I got that on suck it out the bottle.
Suck it right up. Hitting this water teat.
Yo, crew members, what it be?
Hell ho!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Hell yeah. All right, y'all, so he's back!
Back in the saddle, baby. Back! Back in the saddle. He kidnapped me. Came to my house, tied me up, threw me in the back of the car, said,
don't
we got a podcast
today.
Don't
you dare say I kidnapped you. I don't kidnap people, man. No, I don't kidnap nobody.
No, he doesn't.
I just gracefully nudge them towards where they need to go.
Yeah. And here I am. And here I am for a nice, easy, free and new.
I was about to say, yo, what a way for, I mean, for the myth, the legend to come back to the studio. He gets the fucking short and sweet 10-minute fucking episode.
You just gave me, like, you just, in my brain, just gave me, like, a SpongeBob moment. I'm the myth and the legend, which I appreciate, but I don't get the man part. That's rude. It's usually the man, the myth, the legend. He said the myth, the legend. I felt like SpongeBob was about to hold up my razor. Like, I am a man. Anyway.
Sure.
So, yeah, it is that time to tell you about the free and new games that you can get this month. Well, this month. It's September, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Oh, man.
September 2nd, sir.
All my months are blending together now. But yeah, September 2nd. So all the games you can get for the month of September. And we're going to start with Xbox, where I'm actually not going to be telling you about three or four games you can get this month because...
Gasp!
Things are a-changing.
Yo, that is no bullshit. We're going to get into that once we're done with this stuff. But yeah, things are definitely changing.
Yeah, so a few months... Whoa, bubble.
Does that one count?
Okay. No, it's a bubble. It doesn't count.
Why not?
So a few months ago, we had told you guys about changes coming to Game Pass, and this is the month where they are finally coming, where Xbox Games with Gold is going to be switching to Xbox Game Pass Core, coming September 14th. Featuring an online console multiplayer, a catalog of over 25 high-quality games, exclusive deals, and more. Now, how is Game Pass Core better than Xbox Live Gold, you might ask? Well... it brings the benefits of online console multiplayer from Xbox Live Gold, right? Plus access to compelling and diverse catalog of over 25 high-quality console games that you can play on your Xbox Series X and S or Xbox One console, all at the same great price as Xbox Live Gold. So that's pretty dope. You're actually getting more for the same price. Not mad at that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, Microsoft gets
one.
But
I mean, you said what? You only get 25 games with it? I mean, with this core thing, so if you signed up for core, all you had was 25 games out of, like, the Game Pass library that you can play? Oh, yeah, we did go over that. Yeah, we went over all the games.
Well, remember, if you just had the basic Xbox Live thing anyway, it's not like you were getting access to all the games Game Pass had anyway.
That is true.
So with both Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass Core, you can play together with online console multiplayer. The difference here, so the games library, if you remember with Xbox Live Gold, you got two games a month. This time you're going to get a catalog of over 25 high-quality games. It still stays the same. You have member deals and discounts of up to 50% off of select games, and you can play select fully featured games with free day plays, and the price is the same. Again, $9.99 a month. That has not changed. And if you're ready to play, some of the games you'll be able to play right away in those 25, and they got some good ones. You've got Among Us, Descenders, Dishonored 2, Doom Eternal, The Elder Scrolls Online, Fable, the Anniversary Edition, Fallout 4, Fallout 76, Forza Horizon 4, Gears 5, Grounded, Halo 5, Guardians, Halo Wars 2, Hellblade, Human Fall Flat, Inside, Ori and the Will of the Wisp, Psychonauts 2, and State of Decay 2. So you got some games.
Oh, you only
play
got Will of the Wisp. You don't get Blind Forest.
I'm not right off the not right off the.
Why the fuck would they give you the second game and not the first?
That's a solid.
That's
question.
Stupid.
Well, I mean, is the first one, like, free at this point?
I don't know. I didn't look that up.
But anyway, so that is what you have moving forward with Xbox, and those are the games you're going to start with now. So again, that comes into, I believe that drops September 14th is when that officially switches over. So okay. If that's something you're interested in, by all means, go for it. Like I said, you're paying the same price, so... And now it's time for PlayStation.
Now it's time for PlayStation.
Anthony not here to do it. Kid thinks he deserves a fucking vacation. I don't get it. What do you do? Anyway. I'm just kidding. He does a lot, I think. Okay, so
remains to be seen.
The PlayStation Plus monthly games for September, baby. It's a new month with a new lineup of PlayStation Plus monthly games for September. The monthly games lineup of Saints Row, Black Desert, Traveler Edition, and Generation Zero will be available to PlayStation Plus members on Tuesday, September 5th until Monday, October 2nd. Let's take a closer look, huh?
I remember with Black Desert, I remember always seeing the game at GameStop, never picking it up, though, but like looking at the cover, like, you know, because it's kind of like breaking in front of you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's breaking towards you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it looks neat, but I don't know what the fuck this is.
Well, now's your chance because it's going to be free.
Well, can you tell me?
I'll tell you about that after Saints Row. So we'll start with Saints Row.
And
this
is the new Saints Row, right? The one that dropped last year? Year before?
I believe so, yeah. Oops, got a burp. Didn't want to be rude. So experience the biggest and best Saints Row playground ever created. The unique sprawling world of Santo Alesso is the backdrop for a wild, larger-than-life sandbox of thrilling side hustles, criminal ventures, and blockbuster missions as you shoot, drive, and wingsuit your way to the top. Take over the city block by block, wage war against enemy factions, and tighten your grip on the streets. Play online with a friend at any time via fully untethered drop-in, drop-out co-op, skipping the need to take either of you out of the outlandish action. I actually like games like that. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
And Saints Row.
Diablo 4 is like that.
Saints Row is a fun game to play co-op, too, because it's, you know, the best way I could always call it was like a, I don't know that I want to call it a knockoff GTA.
I feel like it's a combination of GTA and Yakuza.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, dude, Yakuza is just, they are just as fucking weird.
Yeah.
And just as wild.
Now for you, sir, the Black Desert Traveler's Edition.
Thank you. What do I get?
However, by the way, God, this fucking bubble won't go away.
Tell me what I get. The ASMR.
Yeah.
Ooh. Give our people that asthma.
So that Saints Row, by the way, is PS4 and PS5 version.
Ooh.
Black Desert, just PS4.
Got it.
Find your calling in this open world fantasy MMORPG which boasts fast-paced PvE combat, large-scale PvP siege wars, multiple character classes and combat types to specialize in. You can also choose to dedicate yourselves to a variety of pursuits such as trade, fishing, horse training, alchemy, cooking, and gathering. Traveler Edition is a bundle of the base game and multiple add-ons. These add-ons collectively constitute the Traveler Item Pack, which is also available on the PlayStation Store as a separate download. Any Plus members who have already purchased any edition of Black Desert cannot redeem the full Traveler Edition bundle from PS Plus.
That's weak.
However, PS Plus members who have already purchased any edition of Black Desert other than the Traveler's Edition may redeem the standalone Traveler's Pack from PlayStation Plus instead. So, you do have that option. And then lastly, Generation Zero, the first-person open-world adventure is set in a familiar but hostile open world of 1980s Sweden. How often do you hear shit like that? I'm already in. Battle and survive deadly machine enemies alone or with three friends in seamless online co-op as you discover the truth behind what's happened to the region. You must choose your battles wisely as you engage in adrenaline-pumping guerrilla combat against these mechanical forces. Scavenge parts from your fallen enemies and use them to craft equipment, weapons, and ammunition. Build and fortify your own bases across the island and start taking back your home. So those are the three games you are getting, which again is Saints Row, Black Desert Traveler's Edition, and Generation Zero. It is also your... Shit, what's today's date? September what?
2nd.
Well, by the time you hear this, you're going to probably be on short time. The last chance to download August monthly games is September 4th. So,
I mean, this comes out. This will drop on the 4th.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have short time because usually you have up until midnight of September 4th. So you will have until Monday, September 4th to add PGA Tour 2K23, Dreams, and Death's Door to your game library. Now, important news here before I turn this thing over to Wes to tell you about the Switch and other games that are... you can purchase this month, September 6th. There is going to be a price hike on PlayStation Plus.
Let's get into it.
Moment of silence. I thought you wanted a moment of silence.
No. I was trying to figure out in my head when
more like a moment of anger.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when we're going to do it, I didn't know if we're going to do it after free.
Okay.
Or after new.
Yeah. So starting September 6th. Sony is going to be increasing the price for PlayStation Plus 12-month subscriptions globally across all benefit plans. This price adjustment will enable them to continue bringing high-quality games and value-added benefits to the PlayStation Plus subscription service.
So they say.
Sounds like a bullshit reason. Yeah, so they say. Like, you don't have enough money to create the games.
Yeah, they just want more
you
money.
You want to lead us to believe that Sony is running out of money. Or is finding it hard to find the money to create games. I find that to be bullshit.
I am so beyond fucking pissed. I am so upset about this because...
And it looks like I believe each one... I don't know about... Well, I assume if the premium is increasing by $40, they probably just increased it by $40 all around.
Because
I don't know what the OG prices were. What are you paying right now? Because you're on extra now, $99. Right? $99 and it's going to $135. Yeah. Okay, so basically...
Yeah, that's... But I think the essentials only going up to like 80.
Yeah. So PlayStation Plus, and I'm obviously gonna get. I'm just gonna go over the prices here at home. I'm not talking about the European prices and overseas.
No, we don't know pounds or any of that shit.
So the PlayStation Plus Essential 12-month subscription is going to be $80. PlayStation Plus Extra will be $135, and PlayStation Plus Premium all the way up to $160. For an online subscription for premium, I do get you're getting a lot of games and shit, fine. But we're getting into the territory where, like, you're not far off from, like, paying for a refurbished system.
Yeah.
Just in your online shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting crazy. But,
yeah, you're talking about paying, I mean, it's like a quarter of the fucking price of the actual console.
Yeah. So the new prices for the 12-month subscriptions will remain at a discounted rate when compared to purchasing the 1-month or 3-month subscriptions over a 12-month period. I can attest to that. For current 12-month subscribers, the price increase will not take effect until your next renewal date that occurs on or after November 6th.
Okay.
However, any membership changes you make on or after the 6th, such as upgrades, downgrades, or buying additional time, will update your plan reflecting new prices. You can change or cancel at any time. But that is where they are with that. I was hoping. Now there's still time. There's still 4 days. But I'm hoping
for a big fucking freak out from fans. So that way they back off on this.
Just like Microsoft did, remember?
Yeah.
Because Microsoft, now granted the timing was a little different because Microsoft was trying to do it like really in the meat of when the pandemic was still going on. And that is true. A lot of people were still staying home and masking up and not doing all this stuff and not being able to.
And not getting paid.
Right. Which stupid idea, obviously. The fans revolted and Microsoft was like, better not. So they didn't, thank goodness. And now Sony, again, coming from a little bit of a different place, but still, why? Why? An extra $40? Everything you're doing.
How many people subscribe to PlayStation Network total? I want to know yearly. You mean like worldwide? I'm not even talking about us because we already know it's going. I mean, it's going up worldwide. So I would love to understand that.
As of March 2023, Sony's PlayStation Plus video game subscription service had over 47.4 million subscribers, 14.1 million of which were the higher priced extra or premium tiers.
So both of those, you're talking about a pricing, like, what was the price increase on the Platinum or the Premium? What did you say?
$40. I think it went from 120.
Okay, so same.
It's roughly the same, yeah.
Okay. Dude, you're talking about $40 between how many people that have the top two tiers?
14.1.
Yeah, somebody else do that fucking math. Don't sit here and tell me that shit's, you know what I mean, to give us better fucking games. You're out your mind.
You know what's actually kind of surprising to me? Hmm. Is that it looks like the subscribers for the online for the PlayStation damn near double that of Game Pass.
I'm not surprised.
I am, considering Game Pass is cheaper and offers more. Now, I've never looked at them side by side to say, okay, which games are better pound for pound.
The biggest reason I'm saying I'm not surprised is because those, like, there are much more hardcore dedicated PlayStation, you know what I mean, fans.
Game Pass is so good, though.
Yeah, but some people can't get out their own way. You know what I mean? They sit here, they're all about Naughty Dog, all about Guerrilla, to where they're not looking, they're not caring about what else is coming out. I mean, it's only PlayStation. It's the only thing they have, only thing they want. They don't want anything from PC. They don't want anything from Xbox.
Yeah. So I feel like it's a pipe dream and a little too close with them set to roll this thing out September 6th that they're going to alter course. I guess the only thing you can hope for at this point is they see such a dramatic drop in the amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe they change it. But then again, how many people are on auto renew and don't do a podcast where they're constantly checking on this shit? Do they?
And I guarantee you,
they're not going to say shit.
That's what they're expecting. They're expecting people who have auto renewed like us to just not pay attention to it. And then just like with every other monthly service that most people have, we don't think about it. And then we stop doing that monthly service or stop going to it or stop watching it, whatever. And then they just keep gaining money from you. That's exactly what they're looking at. Dude, they're looking at people not seeing object permanence. You know what I'm saying? It's like out of sight, out of mind, which means that they're just going to keep on lying in their pockets.
Yeah, I mean.
And it is fucking stupid.
It's stupid, and it's what I don't like is it's like, if that's the case, if there's no like pop-up or notification or anything that comes up on your PlayStation like, hey,
or like an email, like fucking anything. But yeah, dude, like an alert or, I mean, a notification like to pop
if there's
up
nothing
when you load up the system.
Because we wouldn't have known about this if we didn't search out the information, or if, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, I had to, I mean, once I saw the news, I had to go, I mean, I came down here in the studio, jumped on the computer, and I looked up. I had to make sure, because I wanted to see where, what my renewal was. And mine isn't going to do shit until next year, you know what I mean, thankfully. But
it's what I don't like is it's sneaky.
It's incredibly sneaky.
Because, like I said, you're going to have a bunch of people who don't check that shit. There's a bunch of people that don't even check their bank statements because it's like, I've been paying this price for this long. I know it's going to, I know it's this price.
Yeah, I know I'm good.
And then all of a sudden, like, you got to hope that, someone looks at their bank statement or their bank account and realizes that they have a little less money than normal, and they check, like, why do I have a little less? Like, what the fuck? Why am I paying $160 for PlayStation? This has to be a screw-up.
Yeah. I mean, look, the good thing is that there's no penalty for downgrading or canceling, right? Isn't that what you said?
Say again, I'm sorry?
No penalty?
Correct.
Cancel or change anytime?
Yes.
Okay. That is the only silver lining in my mind, is the fact that if people want to get out, they can get out. But again, just like you said,
you're still sneakily fucking people for that first month.
How would they know?
Yeah, and like
would they know?
Like I said, unless that's your algorithm on social media and you talk a lot of video games, so maybe an article might come across your Twitter or wherever you're on. Yeah, no. But if you're not, then you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm not happy with that shit at all.
Like, we have a video game podcast, so we pass each other video game news every now and again. If we didn't do this, we'd be the ones be like, what the fuck? Why'd I have a little less money than I'm used to?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh dude, Jess would be like, something's up.
Yeah. But so that's it for Microsoft and Sony, and I'm gonna pass it off to Wes for the Nintendo and other stuff.
I mean, I got new.
You also cover the Switch too.
Did you forget? Yeah, I forgot.
Seriously? We've had three people in three systems for how long? Anthony always did Sony. I always did Xbox.
We never did a Switch one. It was always Xbox, PlayStation, and then I would always do new.
I swear you did new and Switch.
Mm-mm.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. I'll do Switch. You do new.
While Andy is looking up stuff for the Switch, just to make sure that he is correct about this, I will let y'all know about all of the new games for September of 2023. We're going to start off with the stuff that you will already see by the time this airs. So September 1st, you have Bomb Rush Cyberpunk. Ooh, that sounds kind of fun, actually. For the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Series S and X. Then we have on September 5th, we have Rune Factory 3 Special. That's going to be for the Switch. Big one. Again, September 6th, huge day. Not only is it the fucking day for PlayStation to fuck everybody, but it's also the day that Baldur's Gate 3 comes out on PlayStation.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess they're trying to make people feel a little better. Like, hey, We're going to punch you in the wallets, but here's this.
I really hope people out there with PlayStation love this CRPG. They really, because I've been hearing nothing but great things about it. So, also on September 6th for Xbox Series S and X, we have Starfield. Now, the game did come out September 1st for those with early access. You had to, if you have like Xbox Ultimate, you had to pay like an extra $35, and then you were able to get access to the game early. So I have two friends that have been running that lately. I'm very excited to hear about how they're doing. Let's see. Yeah. September 8th, we have Fae Farm, and that's going to be coming out for the Switch. And then the big, big one, NBA 2K24. And that's going to be for the Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and the Series S and X.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, you, dude, you love those. Oh, you love the NBA games.
God, yes, I do.
September 12th, we have Super Bomberman R2. That's going to be for the PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, and Series S and X. And then September 14th, we have three games. We have The Crew Motorfest for PS4, PS5, Series S and X. Baton Kados 1 and 2 HD Remaster is going to be coming out for the Switch. And I'm not going to tell you about the third one because it's actually mobile and I wasn't paying attention.
Fuck mobile. Even though I play one of the
while you
mobile
just
games ever.
Looked on your phone. Fuck mobile. Okay. September 18th, we have Gloomhaven for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Series S, and X. And then another huge one on September 19th, we have Mortal Kombat 1 coming out for the PS5, Series S, and X, and the Switch. That's coming out for the Switch?
Well, I mean, remember, you know, the Switch... Are you strictly talking from a ratings perspective? Is that why
no.
you're confused?
No. Oh. I was just like... Normally, Nintendo doesn't have, like, that many hardcore type of, you know what I mean, gory games. So, I'm kind of surprised on that. But I'm not mad at it, because that's just going to get them more money.
Yeah.
Lies of P is also going to be coming out September 19th for the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Series S and X. Lies of P is the Pinocchio one. It's the Pinocchio meets Dark Souls type of game. Now we're going to get into the 21st. There we go. Payday 3 is going to be dropping for PS5, Series S, and X. I know that game is also a day one Game Pass. And then we also have Eternal Knights. Oh, no. Sorry. Said that wrong. Eternites. Am I reading that right?
Where are you looking at? You got to turn. Can you turn that bad boy to me so I can tell you? Eternites.
Eternites? All right. All right, so that's coming out for the PS4 and 5 on September 21st. On the 26th, we have Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty, which is the DLC that a lot of people have been waiting for with this game. That's going to be for the PS5 and the Series S and X. I actually did hear a random story that the developers that once they're done doing Phantom Liberty, they're going to be jumping straight into the new Witcher game.
Okay.
Also on the 26th, we have My Time at Sandrock, which is going to be for the PS5, Switch, Xbox One, and Series S and X. And then we have Minico's Night Market, and that's going to be coming out for the Switch. Oh, we have another one that's 26th. Okay. Harvest Moon, The Winds of Anthos is going to be for PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, Series S and X. And then we have Infinity Strash. What the hell's a Strash? Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai. That's going to be for PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, and Series S and X. That one's going to be coming out September 28th. And then September 29th, which is going to be the last ones we're going to see for the September games, we have Fate Samurai Remnant. That's going to be for the PS4, PS5, and Switch. And then EA Sports FC 24. And that is going to be for, I'm guessing it's going to be for PS4 and PS5, because all it says here is just PlayStation. So... PlayStation, Switch, and Xbox. They didn't give you shit on that one. That's stupid. See that?
Yeah.
That's odd.
That is very odd.
But, yeah, that's where we're at. Nice and simple. So before we leave, okay. Andy just gave me some information that almost made me fall out of my chair.
It's a bombshell.
And I'm not happy about that. I do not like falling out of my chair. It hurts. So can you please tell... the fandom, the people, the crew members.
Yes, I can.
This information, because we need to figure out what the fuck we're doing next.
Yeah, so as of 17 hours ago, an article came out saying that the SAG-AFTRA board voted unanimously to send strike authorization for the video game industry. Companies included are Insomniac, Disney, WB, Epic Games, Activision, and EA. There's a quote here that says, "Now our interactive video game agreement is at a stalemate too. Once again, we are facing employer greed and disrespect. Once again, artificial intelligence is putting our members in jeopardy of reducing their opportunity to work. And once again, the SAG-AFTRA is standing up to tyranny on behalf of its members. The disease of greed is spreading like wildfire, ready to burn workers out of their livelihoods and humans out of their usefulness. We at SAG say no, not on our watch."
So SAG has been on strike for at least 3 months, I think, roughly. The writers have been on strike for over 100 days. I think it's like upwards of like 110, 115 days. So like right now, there ain't shit. You know what I mean? There are no shows coming out that are new. There's no, you know what I mean? Like all the late night shows that everybody loves. You know what I mean? All the news, late night.
Yeah.
God damn. All of that stuff's fucking done. Yo, do you hear about what they're doing? All the hosts for those shows? You have John Oliver, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel,
Colbert,
and
Seth.
Yeah. They're all doing a podcast. And the money from the podcast is going to go to their crews. Because, I mean, their crews aren't making anything, and their crews make next to nothing anyway. So yeah, that's fucking.
So
again, dude, it's greed just fucking taking over.
So what it's saying here is, voice actors for video games will be following TV and movie actors to the picket line. The union that has a contract with leading gaming companies for actors who do voice or performance acting for video games called for a strike on Friday, citing lack of progress in renegotiating contracts. The details say the union is calling for a retroactive 11% wage increase, on-set medics for hazardous performance capture, and protections against the use of generative AI to replace working actors.
So think about what a game like Mortal Kombat does, right? All of that's mocap.
Yeah. It's all mocap and voice acting.
But my point is that the mocap is also very intense because you're talking about a fighting game. You're doing the moves. You know what I mean? You're doing all the fighting.
All the sports games
you can easily get injured.
Yeah. All the sports games are mocap.
Yes.
The hockey games, they're mocap. Yes. They're hitting each other in mocap. They're hitting dummies in mocap. In basketball, they're dunking. What happens? You go up, you dunk, you slip off the rim a weird way or something. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah. And God of War. God of War, dude. Christopher Judge was mocapped.
What's shocking to me there, reading this, is the fact that the union is calling for this means that it's not a generally normal thing to have on-site medics already during performance capture.
Yeah.
How stupid is that? I don't know if that means there's none ever or if there's just not that many because it's not like required.
I think it might be that there's not a standard for it.
That's crazy.
It's not the default.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which is dumb. Yeah. I mean, you figure
like that's the only part of your game that can potentially get somebody injured.
Everybody
no one's gonna get hurt voice acting more than likely.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is. You know what I mean, there's no reason why everybody shouldn't have a safe work environment. You know what I mean, no matter what you do. I mean, yes, even if your job is dangerous, there still needs to be procedures and everything laid out to make sure it is still as safe as possible, even in a dangerous situation.
We don't actually know what's going to come of this because it does say the bottom line is the impact of an actor strike in gaming is a little less clear than it is for other forms of entertainment. While the unavailability of actors can suspend some aspects of production, it can impede the design and construction of the game's gameplay and virtual world. So it's not like game companies won't still be able to work on an aspect of their games, but they certainly won't be able to finish them.
I mean, look,
if it's anything that
sandbox game will probably be the least affected by something like this, but.
And, you know, indie side scrollers, stuff like that, where you're probably not having voice
too
actors.
Much, too much narration or anything like that.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
But what can come of this, and depending on how long it goes, it says the last strike, I believe it said was 2016 to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, video game voice actors last went on strike for nearly a year from 16 to 17.
I wonder when the last time, because I know it was back in the 80s, was when the last time the writers strike, you mean the writers and the actors both went on strike together, or they were on strike at the same time. I wonder if there was ever a point of time that video games was part of the strikes?
1960.
The
last time both the Writers Guild and the Actors Union went on strike was in 1960.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious on if they ever added the video game part, video game tier of their whole little affiliations. I would find that very interesting.
Yeah, and what's weird
because
is
because for the most part, it always seems like video games is pretty much untouched by all of these things happening. I say untouched. I probably should say for the most part unscathed, because we were worried about this when we heard about the SAG strike. We're like, okay, what is this going to say for video games? I know I was worried. I was texting with you guys. I was texting with like Hav and Mike. You know what I mean? I'm like, what? Like, this is really going to screw a lot of us when everybody was talking about how huge 2023 and 2024 is supposed to be for video games, because 2020, 2021, and 2022 were trash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the most part, when it comes down to like awesome games that came out for everybody to enjoy. Yeah. So, yeah, that's shitty. I'm not happy with that.
But you know what? Everything they're asking for seems to be shit that they need, because what I'm seeing here is also saying this time around the union is seeking, well, obviously I already brought up the safety protections like when you're doing stuff, but also seeking rest periods, which should stop the whole crunch bullshit. I'm assuming that's what that's in response to. It's like, hey, you're working these motherfuckers to the bone. We need actual rest. And a prohibition against stunts during self-taped auditions, apparently.
That's probably a smart idea.
But yeah, that was a big one, and I didn't want to sit on that for a week. So, fuck. Hit the button. I think it's hilarious that you made it purple, by the way. Did you do that on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shit, I could ding myself if I wanted.
All right. That's the end of the episode. We're going to let Anthony take us out, and then you'll hear the music and us just saying bye.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet, but that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
All right, Andy. Let's go ahead and let everybody know that love y'all, appreciate y'all. Everybody do the damn thing, because it's always about doing the damn thing. Just feel good, baby.
Absolutely.
And as always,
game on, baby.
Game on, y'all. Peace.